Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 3. Representation of Propositions. Section 1. Introductory. Henceforwards, in stating such propositions as some X things exist or no X things are Y things, I shall omit the word things, which the reader can supply for himself, and shall write them as some X exist or no X are Y. Note that the word things is here used with a special meaning, as explained at page 23. A proposition containing only one of the letters used as symbols for attributes is said to be unilateral. For example, some X exist, no Y prime exist, etc. A proposition containing two letters is said to be biliteral. For example, some XY prime exist, no X prime are Y, etc. A proposition is said to be in terms of the letter it contains, whether with or without accents. Thus, some XY prime exist, no X prime are Y, etc., are said to be in terms of X and Y. Section 2. Representation of Propositions of Existence. Let us take first the proposition, some X exist. Note that this proposition is, as explained at page 12, equivalent to some existing things are X things. This tells us that there is at least one thing in the north half, that is, that the north half is occupied, and this we can evidently represent by placing a red counter on the partition which divides the north half. Editorial note. The reader may wish to refer to the accompanying physical diagrams which appear in the textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. In the book's example, this proposition would be some old books exist. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, some X prime exist, some Y exist, and some Y prime exist. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these propositions would be some new books exist, and so forth. Let us take next the proposition, no X exist. This tells us that there is nothing in the north half, that is, that the north half is empty, that is, that the northwest cell and the northeast cell are both of them empty. And this we can represent by placing two gray counters in the north half, one in each cell. The reader may perhaps think that it would be enough to place a gray counter on the partition in the north half, and that, just as a red counter so placed would mean this half is occupied, so a gray one would mean this half is empty. This, however, would be a mistake. We have seen that a red counter so placed would mean at least one of these two cells is occupied. Possibly both are. Hence, a gray one would merely mean at least one of these two cells is empty. Possibly both are. But what we have to represent is that both cells are certainly empty, and this can only be done by placing a gray counter in each of them. In the book's example, this proposition would be, no old books exist. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, no X prime exist, no Y exist, and no Y prime exist. The reader should make out all these for himself in the book's example. These three propositions would be, no new books exist, etc. Let us take next the proposition, some XY exist. This tells us that there is at least one thing in the northwest cell, that is, that the northwest cell is occupied. And this we can represent by placing a red counter in it. In the book's example, this proposition would be some old English books exist. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, some XY prime exist, some X prime Y exist, and some X prime Y prime exist. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be some old foreign books exist, and so forth. Let us take next the proposition, no XY exist. This tells us that there is nothing in the northwest cell, that is, that the northwest cell is empty, and this we can represent by placing a gray counter in it. In the book's example, this proposition would be, no old English books exist. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, no XY prime exist, no X prime Y exist, and no X prime Y prime exist. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, no, old foreign books exist, etc. We have seen that the proposition, no, X exist, may be represented by placing two gray counters in the north half, one in each cell. We have also seen that these two gray counters, taken separately, represent the two propositions, no XY exist, and no XY prime exist. Hence, we see that the proposition no X exist is a double proposition, and is equivalent to the two propositions no XY exist and no XY prime exist. In the book's example, this proposition would be no old books exist. Hence, this is a double proposition and is equivalent to the two propositions no old English books exist and no old foreign books exist. Section 3. Representation of propositions of relation. Let us take first the proposition some X or Y. This tells us that at least one thing in the north half is also in the west half. Hence, it must be in the space common to them, that is, in the northwest cell. Hence, the northwest cell is occupied, and this we can represent by placing a red counter in it. Note that the subject of the proposition settles which half we are to use, and that the predicate settles in which portion of it we are to place the red counter. In the book's example, this proposition would be, some old books are English. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, some X are Y prime, some X prime are Y, and some X prime are Y prime. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, some old books are foreign, and so forth. Let us take next the proposition, some Y are X. This tells us that at least one thing in the west half is also in the north half, hence it must be in the space common to them, that is, in the northwest cell. Hence, the northwest cell is occupied, and this we can represent by placing a red counter in it. In the book's example, this proposition would be, some English books are old. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, some Y are X prime, some Y prime are X, and some Y prime are X prime. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, some English books are new, and so forth. We see that this one diagram has now served to represent no less than three propositions, namely, 1. Some XY exist, 2. Some X are Y, 3. Some Y are X. Hence, these three propositions are equivalent. In the book's example, these propositions would be, 1. Some old English books exist, 2. Some old books are English, 3. Some English books are old. The two equivalent propositions, some X are Y and some Y are X, are said to be converse to each other, and the process of changing one into the other is called converting or conversion. For example, if we were told to convert the proposition, some apples are not ripe, we should first choose our univ, say fruit, and then complete the proposition by supplying the substantive fruit in the predicate, so that it would be, some apples are not ripe fruit, and we should then convert it by interchanging its terms so that it would be, some not ripe fruit are apples. Similarly, we may represent the three similar trios of equivalent propositions, the whole set of four trios being as follows. 1. Some XY exist equals some X or Y equals some Y or X. 2. Some XY prime exist equals some X or Y prime equals some Y prime or X. 3. Some X prime Y prime exists equals some X prime or Y prime equals some Y prime or X prime. Let us take next the proposition, no X or Y. This tells us that no thing in the north half is also in the west half. Hence, there is nothing in the space common to them, that is, in the northwest cell. Hence, the northwest cell is empty, and this we can represent by placing a gray counter in it. In the book's example, this proposition would be, no old books are English. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, no X or Y prime, and no X prime are Y, and no X prime are Y prime. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, no old books are foreign, and so forth. Let us take next the proposition, no Y are X. This tells us that no thing in the west half is also in the north half. Hence, there is nothing in the space common to them, that is, in the northwest cell. That is, the northwest cell is empty. And this we can represent by placing a gray counter in it. In the book's example, this proposition would be, no English books are old. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, no Y are X prime, no Y prime are X, and no Y prime are X prime. The reader should make out all these for himself. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, no English books are new, and so forth. We see that this one diagram has now served to present no less than three propositions, namely, 1. No X, Y exist, 2. No X or Y, 3. No Y are X. Hence, these three propositions are equivalent. In the book's example, these three propositions would be, 1. No old English books exist, 2. No old books are English, 3. No English books are old. The two equivalent propositions, no X are Y and no Y are X, are said to be converse to each other. For example, if we were told to convert the proposition, no porcupines are talkative, we should first choose our univ, say animals, and then complete the proposition by supplying the substantive, animals, in the predicate, so that it would be, no porcupines are talkative animals, and we should then convert it by interchanging its terms so that it would be, no talkative animals are porcupines. Similarly, we may represent the three similar trios of equivalent propositions, the whole set of four trios being as follows. 1. No XY exists equals no X or Y equals no Y or X. 2. No XY prime exists equals no X or Y prime equals no Y prime or X. 3. No X prime Y exists equals no X prime or Y equals no Y or X prime. 4. No X prime Y prime exist equals no X prime or Y prime equals no Y prime or X prime. Let us take next the proposition all X or Y. We know that this is a double proposition and equivalent to the two propositions some X or Y and no X or Y, each of which we already know how to represent. Note that the subject of the given proposition settles which half we are to use, and that its predicate settles in which portion of that half we are to place the red counter. Editorial note. At this point in the text, Table 2 appears. The listener is referred to the accompanying textual version of this article, which appears on the same FCIT website. Within the table, there are several textual references, including some X exists, no X exist, some X prime exist, no X prime exist, and so forth. Continuing. Similarly, we may represent the seven similar propositions, all X are Y prime, all X prime are Y, all X prime are Y prime, all Y are X, all Y are X prime, all Y prime are X, and all Y prime are X prime. Let us take, lastly, the double proposition, some X are Y, and some are Y prime, each part of which we already know how to represent. Similarly, we may represent the three similar propositions, some X prime are Y, and some are Y prime, some Y are X, and some are X prime, some Y prime are X, and some are X prime. The reader should now get his genial friend to question him severely on these two tables. The inquisitor should have the tables before him, but the victim should have nothing but a blank diagram and the counters with which he is to represent the various propositions named by his friend. That is, some Y exist, no Y prime are X, all X are Y, and so on and so forth. Editorial note for the listener. At this point in the text, Table 3 appears. The reader is referred to the accompanying textual version of this article, which appears on the same FCIT website. The end of Chapter 3. Read by Rick Kistner for Litigo on the web at fcit.usf.edu.